Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I am wound up. We've started our engines. We've been given the green flag. The race is on for free humanity against the global scientific dictatorship run by the psychopathic control freaks who are trying to play God, the architects of the transhumanist, eugenicist world government. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours on this Monday, the 14th day of November 2011. And we don't have any guests today. Ron Paul's office has said they're going to try to get him on sometime this week, but he's got such a busy schedule. It may be, but basically pop in at any time. It could be today. But other than that, we don't have any guests today lined up here because I want to have plenty of time to cover all of the huge global developments that are coming into crisp, clear focus, and to take your phone calls. There is a report up at Infowars.com that just went live about 5 minutes ago that is a detailed, lengthy treatise completely proving that the global government is in operation and is poisoning the planet systematically. This is all admitted and hidden in plain view. Another triumph of PSYOP that this is going on and the average person is not even aware of it. A triumph of mind control. So today I'm going to break down the history of this, why the globalists are doing it, the evidence of them doing it. They are hiding this thing in plain view. After the public exposed what was happening, after independent scientists exposed what was going on, the system in the last 3 years just came out, started having government conferences about it, started admitting what they were doing, but putting a spin on it like we're saving the earth from global warming with this when it has nothing to do with it. They are spraying aluminum dioxide, sulfur dioxide, barium salts, and a cocktail of other toxins on the public, and it's all admitted. But now they're just reporting on it like it's the cost of potting soil or something up the street, or like they're reporting on the weather very calmly. After saying none of this existed, and it's just another example of living under this huge national security state, this global national security state, where the governments for 60 years publicly, they've been caught over and over again, ship the majority of narcotics into the West and then use police power against their competition. Or how for now 40 years, blood is taken from all babies in every globalist-controlled nation at birth and put in a global database, and they lie to the parents. It's not that there's some corruption in government. It's not that there are some corrupt groups in government or top 100 corporations. The entire thing is a military operation of pure deception, compartmentalization, and lies. The entire thing is evil. The entire thing is a Ponzi scheme, a fraud, a lie. It's now come out what's been known for decades, that Congress, because they wrote the laws, legally insider trades on decisions they're going to make, and that the Congress people and the aides they hire sit there most of the time at computers, knowing what's about to happen, insider trading. And that's how Nancy Pelosi can increase her wealth 69% in 2 years. That's how you go through this list of criminals. And the banksters have gotten their people in all the regulatory positions, so they won't go after any of their own people. They'll feed somebody the lions occasionally for doing nothing, like Martha Stewart. Nothing like the owner of the Dallas Mavericks did. Remember him? Mr. Cuban? But they sit there. And why is 60 Minutes coming out reporting this now? This is the banksters telling Congress, you don't do what we say, we're going to bring it out that you're sexual perverts and insider trading.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 14th day of November, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, guest-free. Unless Ron Paul pops in, he's scheduled to pop in the next few days, because I want to go over the huge geopolitical and cultural developments that are taking place, military, finance, you name it. Many historians have pointed out that there are periods in history when more happens in a month or a year than happened in the previous 20, 30, 40 years. And all of the rapid change we're now seeing is going to dwarf the periods of great change we've seen previously because of advanced technology and the information system accelerating that. And so what has been hidden is going to come out in plain view. But many people will simply be overwhelmed by this and will basically not know what to do and will feel powerless. Now, we're going to launch a new offensive against the globalists today. Listeners have recommended it, and we are going to pioneer it, the tweet bomb. Since listeners a few months ago called in with the idea, I've noticed people started these, but they've not been mega successful. But we are going to launch a tweet bomb on Twitter. We've dominated YouTube. We've dominated many other systems. We have not dominated or come any close to it, Twitter. Because I've never really promoted it a lot, didn't get into it early, and it tends, on average, to be a little more fluoride head trafficked. But still, there's a lot of people there, and the globalists try to use it to push their own revolutions and systems. So Google, for about 8-9 months, we were able to do Google bombs. They produced thousands of mainstream headlines, tens of millions a week were reading the articles. It was a devastating weapon. Google said they were going to change their algorithm and setting to block us, and it got harder and harder to now it's very hard to do a Google bomb. If we pull out all the stops, we can still make a term number one. But it doesn't matter. Infowars.com, Alex Jones, New World Order, Ron Paul, Bohemian Grove, that stuff is routinely in the top 10 or number one on its own from people simply organically searching. The only type of Google bomb we can do now is very bizarre, archaic, or not popularly used terms, because I believe how they're blocking us is some type of index of words that are filtered out. But our sites still make it organically, so I think they've got a lexicon of terms we use that is then only triggered when there's a big rush of data, when people all seem to start searching at once. Now, I'm going to get into this new tweet bomb and the term we're going to use coming up here in a few minutes after I mention all the huge news of just incredible import that's coming up today. But if you go to twitter.com/realalexjones, you can see the Twitter term that we're going to be tweeting and the tweet bomb starting now, right now. And you can also read at the end of Paul Watson's article, Geoengineering, Our Environment Under Attack, a detailed report that Paul and I put together over the weekend and this morning. And then you'll understand why we're doing this tweet bomb to expose chemtrails. But I'll break more of that down coming up here in just a moment. Okay, obviously, you've heard about 60 Minutes coming out and admitting that members of Congress claim it's legal for them to engage in massive insider trading on the stock market with insider knowledge they have about which way a law or a vote is going to go, or with national intelligence information that they have received. they know whether or not, say, a particular company is going to get a contract to build 10 new nuclear-powered submarines. Or they know if Boeing is going to get a contract for more troop carriers. They know. They know if Google is going to be busted up in an antitrust law or not. They use all of this knowledge, and they just admit they do. We're basically being psychologically inoculated that if you own a company and think your stock may go down and you sell some, you're going to go to prison if it's a small company. But if you're the government, you're allowed to, in a two-year period, have your wealth go up by 69% like Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, 60 Minutes has now done a big report on it. Pelosi fires back at 60 Minutes report on soft corruption. There's nothing soft about the stock market. It is an insider game. It is a totally and completely rigged situation. Period. And, you know, I liken what's happening with the Penn State situation to every major institution. Big, large, multi-billion dollar institutions are infiltrated and assaulted by evildoers who know how to hide themselves, know how to recruit other evildoers, and take over every civilization in every case in history. Child sacrifice, mass murder, gladiatorial games, total corruption, authoritarian, oppressive police, and then societies collapse in every case. We have cancer as a country. It mirrors everything else that's happened in history, except now they've got high-tech weapons. Now they're drugging the water supply. Now they've got a more scientific way of twisting and measuring and studying and deploying it. It is the end of the species. It is the end of humanity as we know it. It is the transhumanist eugenicist takeover, in their own words. It is the final revolution against humanity. And quite frankly, even covering government narcotics trafficking into the country and shipping guns to drug gangs to knock out their competition is nothing on a scale of 1 to 10 of the true evil. Quite frankly, Penn State is nothing on a scale of 1 to 10 on the metric of evil. Quite frankly, even an attack on Iran and hundreds of thousands dead is nothing on the scale of what these people are already committing and what they have planned. Most of what we even cover is a distraction and a diversion because I am a temporal creature here on this plane of existence, and I tend to cover the spectrum of mainstream news and disinformation because even when you analyze the news and disinformation, you are still pretty much giving into it and giving it power. When you talk about Herman Cain and say it's a political distraction, even responding to it is a distraction. When you talk about Nancy Pelosi and insider trading, of course, she's a criminal. That's why she's Speaker of the House. It's still nothing compared to the big issues that are going on. There is a worldwide geoengineering program that was launched in the early 1990s that has darkened the planet by over 22% on average and is making species disappear everywhere and plant life die and crops fail and poisoning the entire globe's soils. It's all confirmed. We have the patents, how they're doing it, why they're doing it. Just mass, absolute destruction. Weapons of mass destruction are being sprayed on all of us, but they're soft kill, delayed action weapons that will incrementally phase in. And the globalists have studied our human weaknesses and life's weaknesses. They know that deer will drink out of a poisoned pond, especially if it takes a few months to kill them. It builds up, then starts killing them. The deer will drink until the last deer is dead. Same thing with humans. And the globalists admit they've studied scientifically every aspect of human activity as if they were an alien species. That's their words, not mine. I'm not saying they're actually an alien species. They've said, we see ourselves, the elite, as a separate species, and we analyze you. We've tracked every exit, every program. We're going to chemically brainwash you. We're going to brainwash you through the TV. We're going to break your families up. And why are we going to do that? To orderly kill you. Now, I know reality's hardcore, but I've presented it here to you. I've told you what's coming next. I've broken it all down. And so, because of that, we are launching the tweet bomb at Twitter, twitter.com/realalexjones. Just go to infowars.com, and the top of any article you see little icons, and you see one with a T. And that's the Twitter link. And we're asking everybody, if you have a Twitter account, to simply Twitter out the term infowars.com. No W in front of it, just infowars.com. And then put a short description saying infowars.com is exposing chemical warfare operations, or infowars.com is exposing the chemtrails, so that they will go to infowars.com and see red linked at the top of the page, geoengineering our environment under attack. And it is a 7-page, highly bibliographed, where every incredible claim is linked directly to the government themselves. Again, it is public that the U.S. Army and Marines grow the opium and ship it into the U.S. They put it on the news in your face. That's the new psychological warfare tactic, because they can't hide it. Because they couldn't hide the chemtrails, it's now in your face what they're doing. It's for the Earth, of course. Cutting off carbon dioxide, plants breathe, is for the Earth. Spraying aluminum dioxide on the plants and the humans and the animals. Brain disorders off the charts. Just the soils that can't produce. Don't worry, though. Monsanto is coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant plants that can grow in it. See, the globalists destroy God's creation incrementally, but then after they've cut your legs off, they come and sell you a peg leg and crutches. See how that works? See how that works? We'll be right back.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Going to do. I'm going to read Paul Joseph Watson's article in its entirety coming up later in the hour, and then the balance of the broadcast will be other important news, video clips, and your phone calls. But the headline is Geoengineering Our Environment Under Attack. Just as the TSA issue with their groping and their radiating and their thieving and stealing and pedophile behavior has woken up the country across the political spectrum, it's the same with geoengineering, also known as chemtrailing, that is admitted to now be going on. The article is Geoengineering Our Environment Under Attack, The Greatest Public Health Threat Can No Longer Be Denied, by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. I did a little bit of a report last night. I'm going to do a big TV report tomorrow night, and I will then play it the next day, Wednesday, here. What's happened is I've been studying this for 17 years. I was aware of it right when I got on air. People were bringing it up, engineers, scientists, and others. They said it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, it's weather modification, but there's something else going on here. And then, of course, 14 years later, John P. Holder and the White House science czar came out and said, yeah, we've been doing tests. They're secret. The details are classified with barium salts, aluminum dioxide. And we found the patents, how it's added to the jet fuel. The companies don't even know. It's just incredible how they do this stuff. It's all through compartmentalization because people are so gullible, they never know. Then you ask, what are they doing? Why are they doing this? We have discovered why they're doing it. to control the weather and destroy foreign countries' economic systems and reduce population. A State Department memorandum, 200 states, to use food and weather and other systems as a weapon to starve out countries that are overpopulated. Economic warfare. On the economic warfare front, to poison the soils where only genetically modified crops can now grow in them. That's part of the strategic program. And then you've got to have the cover story, since the meddling conspiracy theorists, i.e. people that do deep research, go to the library, search government databases, risk their lives, know what they're talking about. You know, while you're off watching the football game or at the topless bar, we're reading CFR and Trilateral Commission documents. And because of meddling freedom lovers, meddlers who don't want their kids being sprayed with barium salts and aluminum dioxide, we knew exactly what it was. So now they've come out and said, oh yeah, it is aluminum dioxide and some other things, barium and other things, and we're now going to go operational. All this stuff you've seen first starting in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, it's now going global, and now it's seen global. Now it's seen global. They have global standardization where the governments say, you know, these are the companies you use for the jet fuel. This is the specs. It's added. Then they have special spray planes on top of it that go up with other cocktails to actually block storms when they're coming in. They want to create a drought. Mumbai, Dubai, China, it's in the news. They're building giant antenna arrays to control the weather. Our criminal government has it as well. The Russians have it. They've got them all over Northern Europe. They've built these arrays. They're playing with the jet streams, everything. And again, you have a total national security state operating in Europe for 200 years in secret, over 200 years. You have a national security state since 47 with unlimited funds, can kill whoever they want, do whatever they want. Of course they run child kidnapping rings. Of course they ship the drugs in. Of course they're putting poison in the water. Of course they're GMO. They're playing God. These are the types of people that want power. They're the ones that want to get immunity. And once they get the power of a king, of absolute sovereign immunity that they claim through criminal force, it's a fraud, but they say they have it, they can do anything. So of course they gave a guy, what, 92? We're going to cover all this in tomorrow night's report. Of course they gave a Nobel Prize in science for it. And they went global with it by the mid-90s. They went in Europe and the U.S. and other areas, but totally global in the last 5 years. And it's here, it's happening, we're fighting hard. We're fighting as hard as we can. And they treat us just like animals. We live in an artificial habitat. They are now manipulating the weather. They're poisoning us. The neurological disorders, you can just search, neurological disorders growing exponentially. I mean, young people are getting Alzheimer's. People are having Parkinson's disease just everywhere. Young people, muscular dystrophy, it's just everything. We are being... cancer, 2,000-3,000%, depending on the type, off the charts. Diabetes, 2,000-3,000. You know, it's tripled in the last 30 years, doubled in the last 10. It's just mass death. They're just killing us. And then they've always got treatments that keep you alive a little while from the system they've already hit you with. Now, we're Twitter bombing. We can push this to the top of Twitter, Infowars.com. Twitter that out to everybody and then retweet. It'll push it up there into the top terms, and then millions of people will come find the geoengineering article. So tweet Infowars.com. Continuing here, I'm about to get into geoengineering up front earlier in the broadcast, or once I get into other news and your calls, I'll never cover it. But the reason we're having people do a tweet bomb is because whatever is trending near the top or the top of Twitter comes into contact with millions of fluoride heads, people that are obsessed with celebrity, all that garbage. And one area we really haven't dominated, and we need to, is Twitter. And this weekend, it just hit me Saturday. I took the kids down to Barton Creek. It's a dry creek bed to, you know, hike a mile or two. And I just saw planes. It had been a blue sky when we drove down to Barton Creek. And by the time we got there, it was just nothing but pure chemtrails. And they were low-lying. They were high. They were not ice crystals. They were not dissipating, if you're a new listener. If you go back to the mid-90s, that's when all this started. And then, sure enough, that's when the secret government program, now admitted, began. But the details remain classified. And they just say, we're saving you from global warming. That's all you need to know. Really, by spraying aluminum dioxide on us, that's the main thing they're spraying. And yes, it does form nuclei. And then I've talked to different scientists. Depending on where they spray it, it can actually heat the Earth up more. Because the ultraviolet radiation goes through the clouds and then bounces back up. And the heat that bounces back up does not escape. I mean, did they blow holes in the upper atmosphere when the U.S. government alone tested over 300 high-powered hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere? They tried to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt once. It's all in a Discovery Channel thing narrated by William Shatner. From that, you can go pull up the government documents. It was declassified, I don't know, about 15 years ago, and then Shatner did a show about it. And it shows them trying to blow up the atmosphere. In one test, 30-plus high-powered hydrogen bombs are fired up into the upper atmosphere. It's out west, I think, Nevada. And you see giant nuclear explosions up in the edge of space trying to blow holes in the atmosphere. Why? Because they can. I mean, I'm trying to give them a good reason. Did you blow a hole in the atmosphere? Are you trying to save it? I don't know. No, the answer is absolutely not. Because these aluminum dioxide, barium salts have nothing to do with that. They're just playing God. They're testing how to control weather patterns. And it has the added thing of poisoning the soil and hurting people and reducing fertility and causing brain damage. So, and again, the public is like children. Because it's not on the nightly news, they don't care. I mean, it's admitted in government documents. They admit they're doing this, but they're just like, well, that's not a big issue if you're spraying me and my family with aluminum and barium and sulfur dioxide and other little goodies. So I'm going to get to that in a moment. But if you're a new listener or somebody's been listening a few years or you've been a casual viewer and you're like, Alex Jones is a nut. I've heard it and seen it a million times. He thinks they're going to set up a world government and they're going to collapse world economies and he's all gloom and doom and, you know, the debt rescue deal is going to save the U.S. in 2008 and we're not in a recession or a depression and, oh, the European Union's not going to have a problem. And now you've seen all that happen because it's designed. And I told you, every new country they take over and blame the imploding economy on is just a way to get trillions more of your tax money. And the very banks, the very six mega banks, not your regular banks, but the big boys that run the whole New World Order, the Ponzi scheme operators who've got national security. They can deal drugs. They can launder money. They can kidnap. They can kill people. They can insider trade. Above the law is what it's called. Because, you know, grand juries will not indict them. Grand juries will not indict people who get like Sandusky. By the way, the judge that let him go and reduced the bond down to nothing and wouldn't even put a bracelet on him, turns out she works at the Second Mile Foundation. Of course she does. Helping the children, of course. Of course, and they've sent in the former, well, no, current head of Merck, but the guy that preys upon the children through the Gardasil vaccines and the rest of it. He's been sent in now to run the cover-up. You see, it's their religion to hurt us. And there's nothing like hurting the offspring of free humanity. That's what the crazies always want. And they got a Gardasil shot for you. Here it is, Daily Mail. Girl 13 left in waking coma and sleeps for 23 hours a day after severe reaction to cervical cancer jabs. They knew in 07... In 06, they knew 4 or 5 years ago that Gardasil was killing people and causing autoimmune disorders and that it didn't even protect you from cervical cancer. So they simply had the government come out and say it's mandated so that taxpayer liability protection kicks in so they can quietly take it into a special kangaroo federal court and kill most of the cases But if parents, you know, are left without any justice, they have actuaries where they know parents will start killing people. And so they go ahead and pay mommy and daddy $1 million. Sorry, your little cheerleader's in a pine box. But here's $1 million now. Non-disclosure. Keep your mouth shut. Show that the soft killing can continue. I'm going to get into that. But Merck's Kenneth Frazier to head up Penn State investigation. Mm-hmm, sure. He's a big alumni. Big donor. Judge who set unsecured bail for Jerry Sandusky is second mile volunteer. Really? And they go on to say that she refused to put a bracelet on him or a tracking system and reduced his bail down to unsecured $100,000 from secured $500,000. Here's another one. Sandusky home on bail, but lives near elementary school. Yeah, the playground's right out back his back door. Jaron, pull up the video of him with the 15-year-old kid teaching him how to play football for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Let's continue. Sandusky, again, lives next door to elementary school. Oh, look, there's the name of his book, Touched. When I first saw this on the Drudge Report last week, I thought it was a joke. No, that's really his name of his book, Touched. The Jerry Sandusky Story. And you've got a dead prosecutor who killed the investigation or missing. They think he's dead. Computers without hard drives found in the river, literally. Other people dead or missing. You think all that because one guy's doing this? You think he could rape people right in the middle of the field house in broad daylight? You know, the word is he was bringing rich donors in. Well, that's what I said before all this came out. Monday last. I said, it's probably like the Texas Youth Commission, where the judges and all the rest of them come in. Same place. In Pennsylvania is where it came out. Remember earlier this year that judges all over the state would take kickbacks from the CPS and from the private juvenile halls and from the adoption agencies on little kids. Judges were getting kickbacks to take innocent families' kids, babies. And judges were getting kickbacks to take 10, 12-year-olds who'd gotten in trouble. Because you know why? You know why? Because rich people like to get them and like to rape them. Of course, that's people that just like to rape them. Of course, we know the big global companies like to get, as came out in Italian TV a few years ago, toddlers and rape them and then blow their heads off. Now, that's for the lower level elites who don't get to actually take part in it. The higher levels, they like to kill kids. You see, for these degenerate devils, it's not enough to just rape them. They like to murder them. They like to torture them. And they do, don't you worry. And they've got Homeland Security going in to set up a nationwide red terror grid so they can have their way against this country. They've always hated America, and they want to take their time. And they plan on it with their national security control grid. And they're drugging the population through the food and water so they'll accept it. And they're just trying to get enough psychopaths hired into police departments and into TSA to turn it loose. It doesn't matter the TSA and their police get caught doing this all the time by good cops. They'll get rid of the good cops soon enough. That's their worldview. There's a race to get all the evil people in the positions of power. And then the real feast can begin. You see, it's not safe for them right now, even though they're close to total power. They might still get caught. That's why they need total power. And that's why they want total power now. So they can really, really have their fun. You see, Stalin and others talked about the journey being the destination. The black uniforms, the torture, the raping, the killing, the releasing the psychopaths out of the prisons and arming them. And nothing more beautiful than Stalin seeing child killers in fancy uniforms and them saluting him. And of course, there's the memos where they said, we've already killed about a third of the town. What do we do now? Keep killing. More blood, more terror, Lenin said. And they said, yes, sir, to him as well. And it was confirmed. It's a scene in a movie with Jeff Bridges and Clint Eastwood. What's the name of that movie where they're looking for the stolen money? And a car pulls over with a crazy man on the side of the road, and he opens it up, and there's all these rabbits, all these white rabbits. They jump out, and the crazy guy's shooting them with a shotgun. That is actually from Lenin, Vladimir Lenin. We go to a private island and just bite and murder and slice open and hatchet rabbits, thousands of them, just psychopathically running around screaming more blood. Yeah, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, yeah. See, you grow up watching this stuff, you're like, who thought of this stuff? Most stuff in movies is stuff that actually goes on. Vladimir Lenin just running around. You see, you're like, yeah, why did the communists, why did Hitler do what he did? Because that's what they like to do. Hitler would sit there sometimes for 2 days taking amphetamines and eating pastries on the front lines until the war turned against him, watching through big telescopes burning cities. They said you could not turn him away from it. He loved it. It was wonderful. A child's face blown off, alive, screaming in pain, with their tongue flopping around. That is horrifying and rips your guts out. The globalists love it. And they're going to bring it. How they convinced you to abort 51 million Americans and that it's just a choice and it's not a human. Well, now they want to chop the kids up when they're two or three. As Peter Singer, the globalist, transhumanist, animal rights activist, has said, parents should be able to kill kids up to age two because humans are the same value as mackerel. Old people should be killed. Look it up. Look up these quotes. You think I just say this stuff on air? No, he found the clip from the film where the psychopath is shooting the white rabbits. Now, Lenin did it with guns, knives, you named it. And this is the type of evil we face, and only by admitting it can we face it and deal with it. Only by admitting it. You see, when you give in to having your rights violated, the government's like, what do you have to hide? What do you want to do to me, criminal? The rights are there, not because you have something to hide, but because any group that wants to spy on everybody and violate people's rights and militarize police and have federal standing armies will take your freedom and overrun you. And you notice the minute we got rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the last bits of it are draining away. America is a jet black pit. A black hole is sucking us down into it. And as the Bill of Rights and Constitution go out the window, pure evil is filling the space. And you're going to see it manifest until the society just collapses. I have articles where all over the country, bus drivers won't even drive their buses now because crime's so high. Metal, Lincoln's copper sword was stolen. Metal is being stripped off everywhere. Police are reporting they're not going to respond to crime in most cities and will only be generating revenue. Just open evil is being poured out against us. And this is only the beginning of the curses America is going to go under and the rest of the world. God is removing the protection from the nation. Hell is now pouring in upon us. Now, before I get into the chemtrails, when we come back from break, and the Twitter bomb, just Twitter to your friends, retweet our tweets, Infowars.com. Tell them Infowars.com is exposing the chemtrail attack. Infowars.com is exposing the greatest public health threat, geoengineering. Get this article out. It breaks it all down, ends the mystery, documents it all. We'll have a video presentation with not just links to all the documents, but it all put together tomorrow on the nightly news, and it'll air here on the radio the next day. Now, that said, I haven't gotten to all the admissions that they're now going to put microphones in all of your cars to listen to you just to make sure you're not a criminal. Oh, that's now being announced. I told you 10 years ago. Or TSA saying they're going to open all of your Christmas presents and squeeze your breast and grab your genitals. In fact, here's the KFYO article. Let's document cam that for viewers. It shows a TSA woman literally cupping with both hands a woman's breast. Again, the perverts want to get in your space. They want to train you. You have no personal space. They're going to train your children that a strange man or woman is going to touch their genitals. But that isn't just for the pedophile army. That's one of the largest brigades the globalists have, who are always ready to carry out any evil in exchange for children as lower pit goblins. But the others just know it's important for forced inoculation and to train the public to have government put their hands on you like you're being brought into a prison. TSA Worms will open your Christmas presents. I already bought my daughter the first daughter I had, a rattle when I was flying back when she was about 6 months old. I bought her a rattle in New York at Tiffany's. It was like $80. And but I had a little silver rattle, so I thought I'd get her one. And they just tore open the box and didn't even leave a note. And stole something else, stole the teething ring, but left the rattle. I guess they didn't want that. So, you know, but being robbed by them, it's all part of the sacrament unto evil. But remember I told you they'd implode the world economy and that after Ireland, after Greece, it would only get worse, and next it would be Italy and then Spain and then Portugal. Oh, here's the London Telegraph. They've now reported on documents that have been public for a long time that I told you about in Obama deception and Endgame. The EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of a technocracy was always part of the plan. And they admit it was always part of a plan to bankrupt. And it's going to be a scientific technocracy with biometrics controlling everything you do and the state taking your children. But they have to first bankrupt everything when you're so poor. Then when you can't feed your kids, the state is going to take them. See, they get you addicted to welfare first, and then they take your children for being on welfare. Judges in the U.S. are now taking people's children when they go on welfare. And the judges are being paid money to do it. And then they give them to families that want kids. If a child's blessed, they go to a normal family who's ignorant about the adoption process in this country. But if they're not, they go into a dungeon hell. And to make sure that the child can't speak out about the gang raping, they begin putting them on psychotropic drugs. And then by the time they're 15, they're thrown out on the street. And you see them on the street corners mumbling to themselves after electroshock therapy and brain damage. So after they suck everything out of them, they brain damage them with chemicals and then throw them out on the street. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team is going to break your jaw and knock your teeth out. And cops, take your fluoride drinks as well and inject your children with mercury. You want the blessing too, don't you? Here's what I'll do. In this segment and the next, I will get to Time Magazine. And there's got to be five or six other big papers in magazines just admitting, okay, it's a dictatorship. It's run by private megabanks. It's world government. And by the way, we're not for freedom. But if you don't do what we want, it'll be total global depression. I told you, I've heard Bloomberg and others on XM, Bloomberg TV and CNBC say freedom is the problem. And, of course, they never point out it's the mega banks that created the derivatives and did all this. Then we give them bailout money, and then there's interest on that we have to pay for giving them the money. $100 billion is what Greece supposedly owed. $5 trillion is what the bankers get. $1.4 trillion leveraged more than three times. And as soon as they were done, they said, okay, give us more. The answer is now a united Europe under the bankers. I'm going to get to that in a moment. How many thousands of times have I told you this in 17 years? How many films have I made? By the way, today's the day to announce the prediction contest winners. All the procrastination, all of it is going to end today. I'm going to air the first place winner in the third hour today. We need to go ahead and let them know they've won $3,000. Then we'll do the second and third place. A lot of times I announce a contest, it takes a few extra weeks to get it out because there's so many entries and it's hard to decide, but what we have decided. But again, it's impossible to even chronicle all the predictions and show where I've made them and they've come true because it's not a prediction. The globalists said what they would do. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Before I go any further, though, I'd like to direct people who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv over here. 18 of my films... 18 of my films, that's 18 of them, for $99.95. That's $260 off. 18 of my films. You want to do all of your Christmas or holiday shopping in one fell swoop? You want to wake people up and support us in the same move, killing three birds with one stone? Get the films, make copies of them, and then give those copies as stocking stuffers. I just want to get these out. Air them on Access TV. There is no excuse now to not have all 18 of my films that are on DVD. A $259 discount. Normally $359 and change. now $99.95 at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free for the Alex Jones Everything Special that is normally $300-plus for $99.95. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to watch my nightly news show and watch this daily show and see all the films. It's 15 cents a day. You can get a 15-day free trial, but that ends at the end of the month at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'll cover this more before I get into chemtrails because it's so important. And here are these articles. Here is the London Telegraph. The EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of the technocracy was always part of a plan for Europe. The implosion was always a plan. The founders put out reports a decade ago admitting it. That's what's so frustrating for me. I don't just say the ruling elite are pedophiles, sadists. They are. It's documented. I don't just say they set up the euro to implode Europe and make them all paupers. They said they would. I don't just say the government ships in drugs. They've been caught. It's admitted. Look, continuing. Here's another one. Regime change in Europe. Do Greece and Italy amount to banker coup d'etat? And it goes on to say yes, but it's a good thing, Time magazine says. Here's another one. Will the European Central Bank save the eurozone? Oh, give the bankers total control. And Merkel says a political union in New Europe to end crisis. See, every time you give them trillions more, their answer is more, more, more. And now it's give us total dictatorship and you can legally never vote yourself out. And they're going to do the same thing here under the Super Congress. The New World Order is upon us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are asking everyone to launch a Twitter bomb. Instead of it being Justin Timberlake or Rick Perry being up the top of Twitter, we want to do a test. And everybody Twitter out Infowars.com and tell folks to retweet it. But tell them, go to Infowars.com. They're exposing the biggest secret, chemtrails. And when they go there, linked in red, they will see our article that I'm going to read in full coming up and then your phone calls. Geoengineering our environment under attack. The greatest public health threat can no longer be denied. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. And I'm going to do a big TV report tomorrow night. Once and for all, totally proving it's a government program from their own documents and admissions and looking at why they're doing it. But right now, please go to Infowars.com. Get the geoengineering, our environment under attack. I've asked Paul to red link it, but my computer may not just have refreshed yet. But we're going to get geoengineering, our environment under attack, red linked. It's the top story right now, and we will get this information out to everybody. Also, coming up, now we have the memo from inside CBS News. Because it got leaked out to Michelle Bachmann, where they said, we're not going to give certain candidates a lot of time. She got a few minutes. Ron Paul got 89 seconds. The memo says he will be given 90 seconds. And the other candidates on average get about 10 minutes. So, and we've seen this in all of them. It's now been scientifically broken down. This is how they manipulate you. They tell you what you can buy, what you can have, what you can believe in. They tell you something is on the extreme when they are the extreme criminals. Congress now says, oh, we're allowed to insider trade. They're in the news. What? We're allowed to. So they're just training you that we're allowed to stick our hands down your pants. We're allowed to stop you at a checkpoint. We're allowed to put fluoride in your water. Well, so what if it gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer? We're going to do it. And if land of the free, home of the brave, I know you're on Prozac in the water supply, not just, that's what fluoride basically breaks down into, or Prozac breaks down into fluoride technically. I understand it's hard through this fog to get angry and get upset, but your children are worth it. I mean, even if somebody hit you in the head with a sledgehammer and you were, you know, on the ground half awake, but you saw your kid in trouble, you should be able to get up still and save them. These scientific dictators think they've got us. They think it's funny what they've done to us. But they're a bunch of fallen humans. a bunch of evil, wicked people who enjoy death and destruction. And if good people inside the system start politically sabotaging them, leaking information, the globalists are scared of that, not going along with things, just not following orders, even in a passive-aggressive way, like we saw with the EAS test, we could defeat these people. But you've got to decide what side you're on. And you've got to go, I know why Alex is so angry and so bombastic. Quite frankly, folks, I'm totally exhausted and burnt out. And I get up here and just battle through it in an angry way. And you know what? It's successful and effective. Even though I never tried to calculate and be manipulative, the fact that I'm angry and focused and intellectual, but primitive. I'm intellectual and smart, but I come at it with primitive anger and thrust, and I am able to punch your primitive buttons to then intellectually get out of your trance and look at what is happening. People tune through the dial, hear this radio show, they stop. And they laugh at first, but then 6 months later, they're abused by the system. Or what I told them, they see it for themselves. How many hundreds of millions of people that have watched my videos, films, heard the radio show, are now seeing the news go, world corporate government's the answer? A dictatorship run by banks in Europe is the answer? I heard Alex Jones say that over and over again. Well, there must be something to this. Yeah, you bet there's something to it. The enemy is overrunning us right now. Wake up. You've screwed around long enough. You've sat on the fence listening to their lies long enough. Wake up. Crash course in awakening. Look at the facts and take action. Chemtrail straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to open the phones up here at the bottom of the hour. I'll go ahead and give the number out on any of the issues I've already raised. If you just tuned in, Time Magazine is running with the headlines, Do Greece and Italy Amount to a Banker's Coup? And it goes on to admit, oh, every time we're told this will fix the crisis, give us a trillion here, 5 trillion there, things only get worse after that. And now they're announcing they need a total banking dictatorship, or a United States of Europe, but it's actually under the bankers, and Time Magazine admits it's a banker's coup, where the countries are never allowed to exit the euro and swear they will pay back everything that is, quote, owed, when 90%+ of the debt is created by the very bankers who created the debt, signed the countries onto it to make them debtor slaves. Incredible developments. Here's EU's architects never meant it to be a democracy. The rise of technocracy, that's a quote, was always part of the plan for Europe. You know why? And they go through the quotes here. It's because the founders of the European Union said we're going to implode the countries. And we're going to implode America. The owners of the European Union are the owners of the private Federal Reserve. That's why most, more than half the bailout money, went to foreign institutions and individuals. This is a takeover. So as headlines scream that vain bids to save the euro threaten us with Armageddon, the EU's ruling elite has toppled two more elected prime ministers to replace them with technocratic officials who can be trusted to do Brussels' bidding. The new Greek prime minister, and it goes over it, was the man who, as the head of Greek central bank, we wrote these articles last week, by the way, fiddled, he was a Bilderberg Group globalist, the figures to enable Greece to get into the euro against the rules in the first place. See? Before being rewarded with a senior post in European Central Bank, he is no more democratically elected than Mario Monti, who will most likely be Italy's new prime minister, and had hurriedly to be made the senator for life to qualify him for the jobs. His main qualification is that as a former EU commissioner, he has long been a member of the Brussels elite himself. Then they get into the fact that Brussels calls themselves a technocratic elite, unelected. 75%+ of English laws are made by the unelected EU bureaucracy, who the Brits were never voted to be part of. And then what did their prime minister say a month ago? He said, I choose to not let England have a vote, the UK have a vote. We will just put you into the new euro, which totally gets rid of any freedom. And they're now going to have EU tax enforcers in England, Greece, you name it, coming into your restaurant, making sure you're paying the new 20%+ VAT on top of the other 25% VATs and the rest of it. To the bankers. You pay your taxes directly to them. The carbon taxes, all of it. Here's another one. Chairman of the European branch of the Trilateral Commission, a Bilderberg member, becomes leader of Italy. That's a Reuters article. BBC, will the euro, European Central Bank, save the eurozone? And it says it wasn't supposed to be like this. Talk about a total and complete whitewash of the greatest import. Again, they're acting like, oh my gosh, we didn't know the European Central Bank would actually take over all the countries. Jeepers creepers. That was always the plan. Here's another one. Merkel seeks political union in new Europe to end crisis. This is out of Business Week. They've been saying for years that's the plan once they imploded Europe, was to create a, quote, new Europe, and the agreements they've already floated are to give the six big megabanks that created the debt to begin with total power over every facet of the country where the legislatures and parliaments have no power except to rubber stamp what the banksters tell them. And that's already the extent in many areas, but now it's total. Bloomberg also reports German Chancellor Merkel called for an overhaul European Union, advocating closer political ties and tighter budget rules in her most explicit prescription for ending the debt crisis. And by budget, that means cutting all the benefits you've paid for, cutting your pension, everything, and paying that to the bankers. It's called austerity. Watch our film Obama Deception. All of this 100% predicted. Because the globalists said they were planning all of this. That's what's so frustrating about it. Here's Paul Watson's article on today. I got to have Paul update his article. He never toots our horn here. He never links to all the literally scores of articles we've written, videos I've done where we said all this would happen just in the last 6 months over and over again. But on our news, it's like an unorthodox plan. They just thought of it. Let the six megabanks totally control all the countries now. The central banks that can issue fiat currency, they'll bail out the countries. Well, why don't the countries just bail themselves out with fiat currencies? No, you've got to go into debt to the banksters that got you in debt to begin with. Financial terrorists who cause collapse pose as EU debt crisis saviors. Here's another one. French news agency. Blair warns of catastrophe if euro collapses. Oh, again, it's scary. Just like in 2008 here in the U.S., you've got to give the bankers total power over everything and give them a blank check for unlimited trillions or it's all over. And then you'll give them that power and they'll demand even more. And you'll give them that power and things will get worse and they'll demand even more. And then they'll demand you pay a new tax for a global bond. Until only a global government, only a global bank. You know, first they tried in Greece and Ireland, then they tried Eurowide, then that failed. Only an emergency agreement between the new European superbank and the Federal Reserve saved it. For a time, things were okay, but Earth needed to pay a carbon tax to fund it. I mean, it's all scripted. It's all scripted. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair warned on Sunday that the collapse of the euro would be catastrophic and urged Europe to move fast to support the currency. Blair said European leaders faced a very difficult and painful choices as a long-term framework of credibility was needed. And remember what Herman Van Rompuy said 2 years ago? He said global financial crisis will create the birth of the new world order and global governance. And the G20 will run, that's the banker heads, will run the global government. Just type in Herman Van Rompuy global government. You'll get all the speeches, all of it, and then I get up here and go, I don't want a world government. I don't want to live under you. You engineered it. And the Southern Poverty Law Center says, that's code for racism. Jones is bad. I'm like, but he said it. I don't want to be under it. Shut up. Shut up. You and Ron Paul are evil. Moody says EFSF unstable and unable to support EU bonds. Again, Moody's says EFSF, unable to support EU bonds, sends Euro USD lower as stock markets go crazy. New Italian Greek governments race to limit damage. Oh, by promising trillions more to the bankers. Yes. All right. That's just some of what I've got. This chemtrail news is so big, I don't even know where to start. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. On this subject, on Ron Paul getting 89 seconds in the debate, Saturday, the CBS debate, on the Gardasil head, the Merck head going in to run the operation there at Penn State, the cover-up. Radiation levels going up in the U.S. and Europe. The government says they don't know why or where it's coming from. It's the isotopes released during meltdown. You know good and well it's the French meltdowns that happened a few months ago. We've got that going on. We've just got all sorts of bedlam breaking out here. But I want to play as we go to break and come back with the chemtrail news, because it's such big news. I need to compose myself and focus. I want to play, and there's thousands of these online. Aerosol abuse over Cheshire, England, insane geoengineering activity. And this is what you see everywhere. Totally clear skies turned into total haze by ice crystals that don't dissipate. And then scientists went up 15, 16, 17 years ago, Carnicom and others. They went and had planes capture it. They said it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, sulfur dioxide, other things. And lo and behold, the government comes out and admits that's exactly what their secret testing has been, and that it's a global operation. We're going to discuss all this coming up and end the mystery and then ask, what are people going to do about it? But first, I want to just play somebody from Cheshire, England, pointing out what's happening. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, you'll hear the Brit talking about it. You can go up to our website. It's in Paul's article and watch the video itself, some of the worst chemtrailing I've ever seen. It's embedded in the article, Geoengineering, Our Environment Under Attack, The Greatest Public Health Threat Can No Longer Be Denied. Here's the clip. And we're having a computer meltdown. I guess we just played it off.
Just going to make a little video for you. This is Chester and Warrenson. Literally just got up. 20 past 8 in the morning on the 24th of February. I'm pretty much certain that this is the worst sky I've ever woke up to. Totally geoengineered. As you can see, chemtrails don't exist. It's just normal contrails from a jet engine. There's no seeding agent at all in the trails. They're not mixing anything with the fuel. Everything is okay, as you can see by this video. Another one spraying there.
I love how he says everything's okay, being sarcastic.
The state of that.
Then he goes on and says it's truly pitiful. Unbelievable geoengineering.
Absolute disgrace.
And the general public, they're like, oh, the entire sky, nothing but pure lines everywhere? Oh, that's normal. Oh, really? That didn't start happening until 95. And then we get all the government documents and they admit they're doing it, but still the yuppies say, I want to breathe aluminum. That's right. Who is going to take away our license to kill?
Now they take him and they teach him.
Why is man inventing his doom? Why do the globalists want to play God?
On a pathway.
Why do mad scientists always lust after insane abominations?
And they bury him with stars. Sell his body like they do use cars. Now there's a woman
All right, continuing. We're doing a Twitter bomb because we don't really understand Twitter. And we know that things can be pushed to the top. We're going to see if Infowars.com is some type of blacklisted term. I think people should also Twitter out the term geoengineering or chemtrails and send that out to everybody you know. Because I know this broadcast can send something to number one, as we did with Google, more than 70 times before they figured out a way to block that generally. But we are going to track. If you understand how Twitter works and you want a screenshot in its different trending areas, the term Infowars.com, please do. But we're pointing out in our Twitter that we're asking you to retweet at twitter.com/RealAlexJones that we're sending out Infowars.com because it is linked to the story that breaks down the geoengineering. So let me get to this, and then we'll go to all the callers that are patiently holding. And I see some, what looks like some new callers there. I see a few that call in from time to time. That's fine. After I take this board of calls, when you hear new callers call in, I want to do first-time callers in the third hour today. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Not that I don't love long-time callers. It's just I want to give other people who don't have the speed dial set a chance to get involved with us on air. Okay, the import of this is great. And I hope that you'll go to this article. I hope you'll research every link and understand that the system would really go after people that talked about chemtrails in 95, 96, 97, 98, 2000. They would attack you if you talked about them. They would say you were crazy. I saw some of the earliest PR campaigns on the web going after myself and others that covered chemtrails. All I knew was is that living here in Austin, a few miles from the airport, the old one that was downtown, that planes always my entire life flew over, cold weather, hot weather, whatever, at high altitude, and left a ice crystal trail that would then disappear in a max of a few minutes. Now I watch trails sit there for hours and turn into giant cloud banks. And so people started calling me in 96, 97 and saying, this scientist tested it. It's barium salts. It's aluminum dioxide. Something's going on. Something's happening. And I would say, well, yeah, why are the trails staying up there longer? Is it weather modification? What is it? Well, since then, now going back 3 years ago, people stopped just searching the term chemtrail, but persistent jet trail, aerosol, weather modification program. They began to search things like that and found hundreds of thousands of links. Department of Energy in the U.S., the different departments in Europe, Asia, governments everywhere involved, just like worldwide they take blood from babies at birth and put it in a DNA database, and worldwide lied to parents about it. We first broke that 14 years ago. It's now declassified. It's the same thing with this. But even once it comes out, it's just put out there like it's no big deal. And as I said, tomorrow night on the Nightly News, I'm going to show clips of John P. Holdren admitting it. I'm going to show why they're doing it. I'm going to get into the patents, all of it. But as a prelude to that, we have a detailed report with videos and more and links to all of the research and government admissions where this is all on record. So this article is so important, geoengineering our environment under attack. And we're going to go to break, come back in a long segment. I'm going to news read the entire article here on air with you. But there's a larger issue here. What does this say about national security structure that can ship in the drugs, kidnap kids, secretly kill citizens, and have a giant secret program bigger than the Manhattan Project from the mid-1990s until 2009 and keep the whole thing secret? And then when they're forced to report on it, they go, yeah, that was all just testing. Now we're about to go operational. They're spraying poison on us. The aluminum alone is going to give everybody Alzheimer's. Stay with us. Here's what you need to understand. The global engineers do not even think of you as humans. They think of you as animals. They think of you as idiots. And they engage in whatever evil they want. They don't see it as a crime. They see putting sodium fluoride and hundreds of other deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes, in every major water supply in the country that's fluoridated as a good thing. And it's now in the news they do it, and the government just says that's the way it is. You try to stop the health department, the SWAT teams will take you out. You're going to drink radiation. The cops are going to sit there and guzzle it themselves. Again, the globalists believe the public wants to be hurt, wants to be killed. Well, I don't care if you've got a bunch of brain-dead zombies in a trance or a coma that like this. I am a free human being, and I have a right to defend myself against you. And I've had enough of it. The vaccines, all of it. I mean, the government runs hoaxes where they say it's the law to take the Gardasil shot. Now other states have come out. California actually passed a law and said, we'll give your kids inoculations without your consent. Gardasil, which is in the news killing people today. That's bold. That's bold move. And they're just getting started. They're moving towards a forced inoculation where they're going to send paramilitary police to your house and you don't have a choice when they come to forcibly inoculate you. They are coming to soft kill, murder you. And, you know, it's sad of a biological android, brain damaged by chemicals and bioweapons, brainwashed by the system, festooned in their black uniform, comes to give you the forced inoculation. It's sad that they have wrecked minds and aren't even, in a way, human anymore. The globalists have actually turned us into what they say we are. And they believe they're coming. They're going to give you this shot. They're going to take your blood at a checkpoint. They're going to grope your wife. This is what they're moving into, a total evil. And it's my job to shake you out of your mind control, folks. A lot of people think, well, if you just reject what I'm saying, somehow that'll make it all okay. It's not going to be okay. I told you they'd implode Europe and announce a bank of the world. And I told you after they imploded all these other countries and got trillions more, they would announce an undemocratic system. And they're doing it. These are tyrants openly who think they're invincible. I got news for you. They're not. In fact, this whole Invincible Act is nothing but an act. They actually realize how powerless they are when you wake up, get motivated, and get angry, and stop believing in them. And start telling the truth. But see, the truth is so horrible, it's hard for people to get a grip on it. Now, let me continue here. This is Watson's and mine prelude to the big report tomorrow. But listen, geoengineering, our environment, is under attack. The greatest public health threat can no longer be denied. PrisonPlanet.com. Monday, November 14th, 2011. The fact that the planet is being bombarded with chemicals from high-altitude spraying as part of numerous geoengineering programs being conducted by the U.S. government, I would add other governments, I would add by the globalist, in a globally coordinated program, I'm going to have that added to the article, and universities that have been approved with no oversight whatsoever can no longer be denied. The reclassification of global warming, a highly contentious and often scientifically fraudulent pseudoscience, as a national security threat, has been exploited by governments as an excuse to play God, greenlighting secret experiments on a massive scale that carry innumerable dangers to humans and their environment. However, now that increasing awareness of geoengineering as a result of the chemtrails phenomenon has promulgated widely, authorities, not servants, but authorities, masters, are slowly being forced to disclose certain aspects of the program. We are now not far away from full disclosure of the true extent of the geoengineering experimentation. You are being experimented on like a lab rat, folks. Your children are. Scientists, but they're being killed slowly, so I guess it's okay, isn't it? As long as they don't do it insultingly and tell you they're doing it, it's kind of cute. With all the new degenerative diseases, you can just join a club of victims of it and kind of make it into your community and get angry at folks that tell you why it happened. You don't want to hear that. You just want a pity party now. Scientists now admit that vapor trails from aerosol airplanes are creating, quote, artificial clouds that block out the sun. We have links to all these claims. This is no longer a matter of debate. The chemtrail conspiracy theorists were proven correct. Reading professor of the University of Reading, Keith Schein, told the Daily Mail last year that the clouds formed by aircraft fumes could linger for hours, depriving those areas under busy flight paths such as London and the home counties of summer sunshine. Experts have warned that as a result, the amount of sunshine hitting the ground could be reduced by as much as 10%. Actually, we have links to articles saying it's 22% worldwide. 22%. Professor Schein added, over the busiest areas in London and the south of England, this high-level cloud could cover the sky, turning bright sunshine into haze conditions for the entire area. I expect the effects will get worse as the volume of air traffic increases. It's not the air traffic. See, they'll just have a new tax, but keep the poisoning going. We have the patents where they mix it with the jet fuel, and the companies don't even know. At the higher level, the execs do. The report also makes reference to a 2009 Met Office study, that's the London police, which found that high-level winds did not disperse contrails that later formed into clouds, which covered an astonishing 20,000 miles. Of course, only the completely naive would suggest that there is no connection between chemtrails that block out the sun, a phenomenon that has been ongoing for over a decade, and open calls on behalf of scientists to reduce global warming by injecting the atmosphere with aerosols. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes, who's the big researcher here on this, create a bullet article tomorrow just with bullet points with documents where they admit all this and what their master plan is. Mainstream science and academia has gone from dismissing chemtrails as a fantasy of paranoid conspiracy theorists to now accepting that they exist, but claiming that they are natural and not artificially induced, despite numerous patents and scientific proposals by top globalists, I would add, that focus around using man-made dispersal of aerosols to alter the atmosphere. And now the government's proposing it, admitting they tested it. See, first they denied it, and they said, oh, yeah, we're doing it. No big deal. Just move along. The proposal to disperse sulfur dioxide in an attempt to reflect sunlight was discussed in a September 08 London Guardian article titled Geoengineering, the Radical Ideas to Combat Global Warming, in which Ken Caldera, a leading climate scientist based at the Carnegie Institution in Stanford, California, promoted the idea of injecting the atmosphere with aerosols. It was the Stanford Research Institute that certified in 1964 weaponization of weather through chemtrails and other systems under Dr. Ben Livingston, who first blew the whistle on our show. One approach is to insert scatterers into the atmosphere, states the article. Caldera cites an idea to deploy jumbo jets in the upper atmosphere and deposit clouds of tiny particles there, such as sulfur dioxide, dispersing around 1 million tons of sulfur dioxide per year across 10 million square kilometers of the atmosphere would be enough to reflect away sufficient amounts of sunlight, he wrote. Experiments similar to Caldera's proposal are already being carried out by the U.S. government-backed scientists, such as those at the U.S. Department of Energy, DOD, Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina. We have links to all of this, who in 2009 began conducting studies which involved shooting huge amounts of particulate matter, in this case, porous walled glass microspheres, into the atmosphere. The project is closely tied to the idea by Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen, who proposed sending aircraft 747s to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. In 2008, scientist Tim Flannery also warned that mankind might need to pump sulfur into the atmosphere to survive, adding that sulfur, giant gas sulfur, could be inserted into the Earth's atmosphere to keep out the sun's rays and slow global warming, a process called global dimming. And funny, since they started this in 1995, you can go look where they started the test. Not test, it's a global program, bigger than Manhattan Project, that the Earth has dimmed 22%. In fact, while I'm searching that, I don't think Paul linked to it, type in global dimming and then click on BBC and it says 22% over Europe and then 30% in other areas of the world. But overall, it's over 20. Continuing, such programs merely scratch the surface of what is likely to be a gargantuan and overreaching black budget funded project to geoengineer the planet with little or no care for the unknown environmental consequences that could engender. Well, it was admitted to be national security in the 90s when they did this. Given that sulfur emissions cause global dimming, is it any wonder, oh, Paul did link to it, I thought I didn't read that, that the emergence of the chemtrails phenomenon coincided with the average 22% drop in sunlight reaching the Earth's surface. What is known about what happens with the environment is loaded with sulfur dioxide is bad enough, since the compound is the main component of acid rain, which according to the EPA causes acidification of lakes and streams and tributaries to damage of trees at high elevation, for example, red spruce trees above 2,000 feet, and trees are dying all over Hawaii, all over California, all over everywhere. And many, and the arborists and experts are out saying it's aluminum and stuff, and many sensitive forest soils. In addition, acid rain accelerates the decay of building materials and paints, inducing irreplaceable buildings, statues, and sculptures that are part of the nation's cultural heritage. That's nothing compared to our brains, ladies and gentlemen. That's the real crime here. The health effects of bombarding the skies with sulfur dioxide alone are enough to raise serious questions about whether such programs should even be allowed to proceed. The following health effects are linked with sulfur: neurological effects and behavioral changes, disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on the eyes and eyesight. But bigger than that, this is about testing a global secret program to test agents and cadres by spying on their phone lines to see who will be part of other programs to spray chemical and biological agents that are more deadly, which we know are also been declassified tens of thousands of times, generally by fixed-wing aircraft at low altitudes. This is a government that takes foster kids and radiates them to death on record. Oh, but they wouldn't do this, though. Continuing, reproductive failure, this is what sulfur does, damage to immune systems, stomach and gastrointestinal disorder, damage to liver, kidney functions, hearing defects, disturbance of the hormonal metabolic system, problems with the skin and dermatology, suffocation and lung embolism. Now, that's nothing. Because then page after page gets into aluminum, and gets into, oh my God, oh boy, it's bad. According to the LinTech website, laboratory tests with test animals have indicated that sulfur can cause serious vascular damage in the veins of the brains, the heart, and the kidneys, especially when inhaled. These tests also have indicated that certain forms of sulfur can cause damage and birth defects in babies. Mothers can even carry sulfur poisoning over to their children through mother's milk. Finally, sulfur can damage the internal enzyme systems of animals. Even pro geoengineering scientist Mark Watson admits that injecting sulfur into the atmosphere could lead to acid rain, ozone depletion, or weather pattern disruption. And again, they just say, oh yeah, we've been doing some tests for the Earth. Nothing to do with that. Rutgers University meteorologist Alan Roebuck also created computer simulations indicating that sulfur clouds could potentially weaken the Asian and African summer monsoons, reducing rain that irrigates the food crops of billions of people. State Department Memorandum 200. That's what this is all about, population reduction. Imagine if we triggered a drought and famine while trying to cool the planet, Roebuck told a geoengineering conference last year. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, we tried to cool the planet and shut off the Africans' water or the Texans' water. The Canada-based Action Group on Erosion Technology and Concentration has called for such experiments to be shut down. The experiment is only phase one of a much bigger plan that could have devastating consequences. And what has Bill Gates invested $5 billion in? He has invested $5 billion in deploying all of this. He wants government contracts, including large changes in weather patterns such as deadly droughts, the group said in a written statement. Fred Singer, president of the Science Environmental Policy Project and a skeptic of man-made global warming theories, warns that the consequences of tinkering with the planet's delicate ecosystems could have far-reaching dangers. Why are you worried? Our own government and the Russians as well detonated high-powered H-bombs in the upper atmosphere, blowing holes in it in the 60s. Why stop? They're playing God. Don't get in their power trips way. If you do this on a continuous basis, you could depress the ozone layer and cause all kinds of other problems that people would rather avoid, said Singer. Well, like cutting carbon dioxide plants breathe? Don't tell the globalists that. Even Greenpeace chief UK scientist, a staunch advocate of man-made global warming explanation, Doug Parr, has slammed attempts to geoengineer the planets as outlandish and dangerous. Stephen Schneidler of Stanford University, who proposed a bizarre plan to send spaceships into the upper atmosphere that would be used to block out the sun, admits that geoengineering could cause conflicts between nations if geoengineering projects go wrong. Oh, yes. As we have reportedly highlighted, numerous universities and government agencies have been conducting studies in the field of geoengineering for years. Well, of course, the Pentagon could control hurricanes, Stanford Research Institute certified by 1964. But, oh, it doesn't matter. Here's Wikipedia. They say it's a conspiracy theory. Wikipedia still says it's a conspiracy theory that global government's being set up, even as it's admitted. I'm not going to have time to read all of this. It's so huge. One arm of this system, the Atmospheric Radiation Measurement ARM program, was created in 1989 with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and is sponsored by the DOE's Office of Science and Management by the Office of Biological and Environmental Research. But that's okay that we have links to the government admitting it, because they say it's a conspiracy at Wikipedia. Again, announcing anything the government doesn't want out, even if it's admitted in plain view, is not allowed, because they control reality. They said so. They're the government. Wikipedia, sure. One of ARM's programs, called Indirect and Semi-Direct Aerosol Campaign, is aimed at measuring cloud simulations and aerosol retrievals. And they test the aluminum dioxide and everything else in the sky, and they've got the patents on mixing it in with the jet fuel. Another program under the Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program is directed towards developing comprehensive understanding of the atmospheric process. Oh, it just goes on and on with all the admissions and the global dimming and the Council on Foreign Relations calling for global unilateral, whether you like it or not, global weather manipulation. It's about the global bankers. Goldman Sachs has come out and others, and they're developing on the Chicago Mercantile, where if you don't pay your IMF and World Bank bills, a third world country, they shut your water off with this. The leaves are brown and the sky is gray. Even in the summer now here in Texas, there aren't as many insects around the country as there were a few years ago. The bees are all dying. Some areas, they're all dead. They're genetically splicing every species, playing God, and then lecturing us all day about how we need to pay Al Gore and Lord Rothschild and others carbon tax money. And this article Paul put together, I contributed some, so he stuck my name on there. He gets into the Council on Foreign Relations Geoengineering Workshop on Unilateral Planetary Scale Geoengineering, where they talked about chemtrailing. They don't call it that. They call it geoengineering. And, of course, it's exactly what the conspiracy theorist tested 15, 16, 17 years ago. Then they've got KSLA News. They've got universities and the government of Louisiana. They've all gone up and done their own test and said, yes, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur, at levels in some cases hundreds of times safe, but generally, let's go over it. A KSLA TV investigation found that substances that fell to Earth from a high-altitude chemtrail contain high levels of barium, 6.8 ppm, and lead, 8.2 ppm, as well as trace amounts of other chemicals, including arsenic, chromium, cadmium, silicium, and silver. Of these, all but one are metals. Some are toxic, while several are rarely or ever found in nature. It goes on to say in the newscast that barium, which is in research is the hallmark of chemtrails, they found the samples were, again, more than six times the toxic level set by the EPA. And they've got reports out of poison control. They've got university studies, state studies. And a lot of scientists are going, yeah, there is something going on. What are you doing? And it's exactly what's being done on these programs. And it's huge. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's more going on than Justin Bieber. There's more going on than football. And it's exhausting fighting as hard as I do. It's exhausting reading all this. I don't want to do it. I want to have a softball radio show and talk about mindless issues or take your phone calls. I can't. And I can't mince words. I can't back off. I can't not tell the truth. I've got to warn people. It talks about all the horrible things aluminum's doing to people. It goes over why they're doing it. It's global government. It's population reduction. It's playing God. It's being able to shut down water supplies to entire regions, entire continents. This is an incredibly well-researched article. I only read about half of it. It's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And undoubtedly, I see that each one of our tweets has been retweeted by hundreds and hundreds of other people. It won't say the actual number. It says, our latest tweet, help us expose chemtrails and geoengineering, go to Infowars.com, was retweeted by 100+. If others retweet that, even if they block us out of the top rankings, it will reach a lot of people, and they'll say, what's chemtrails? What's geoengineering? What's Infowars.com? I have children. A lot of you have children. The neurological disorders, just type into Google, neurological disorders exploding. I mean, it's just everywhere. The level of metals in people's brains, it's in the food, the water, the deodorant, the cosmetics, and now they're spraying it on us. The life expectancy's now dropped in the U.S. It's plunging in other areas. This is hardcore what's going on. All right. I've just done 2 hours of ranting information, trying to wake people up desperately. We're going to come back with hour number three and take nothing but your phone calls, I promise. I promise we'll do nothing but your phone calls with interspersed news, technically. But I'm going right to your call. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Julio, John, Michael, Casey, Michael, we're getting to all of you. And then we'll continue with your phone calls throughout this third hour. I've covered the global government takeover. I've covered the latest Penn State outrages. I got a bunch of other military and Iran news we'll get to. But let's go to your calls right now. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Ah, man, Alex, it's crazy times, my friend. Good talking to you, as always. First off, comment on Ron Paul, then to Weather Mod. It's outrageous. Is it surprising that Ron Paul, in a one-hour debate, got 89 seconds? That just goes to show you, in a foreign policy, national security debate, they did not want the sheeple to hear the truth about what's really going on. You saw in the debate where it was like the third question in, Paul mentioned no WMDs in Iraq. And then they said, well, this guy cannot speak.
Well, listen, when I talk to Ron Paul on air later this week or next week, I'm going to tell him, sir, it's time for you to complain in the next debate. Because it's not bad sportsmanship. They're clearly cheating him, giving him 1/100th the time the other people are getting. It's ridiculous. And in every poll where he wins, they then pull him out as the winner and then show number two as number one. We've gotten proof of that coming out tonight on the nightly news. I mean, but again, this is the criminal ruling class trying to get people in the dark, to keep us in the dark. If they'll steal our bank accounts, if they'll ship drugs in, if they'll chemtrail us, if they'll take our blood secretly at birth, as they've now been caught, if they'll take people's children to give them to pedophile rings, and you're 17 times more likely to be a child abuser if you work for the CPS, that's in our mainstream article we posted last week, 5 times more likely to be physically beaten, 17 times more likely to be raped by these people, I mean, think about it. This is a criminal group who is almost completely kicked good people out of the system and is going to be 100% a legion of hell spawn. Okay, with PR and propaganda and giant armies of black uniformed fluoride heads injecting steroids who don't know what planet they're on. I mean, we are in trouble, like people in Nazi Germany in 1939 or people in Russia in the 30s or 40s. I mean, we are literally circling doom. And I'm like hitting our retro rockets saying, get us out of the black hole. There's still time to escape. And I've got the yuppies going, shut up, shut him up. This is wonderful what's happening. And we're just sliding into the abyss here.
That's crazy, Alex. It's really it just goes to show you that people like to be con. Neocons think, oh, Newt Gingrich is our savior. Yes, Mr. Bohemian Grove is going to save us from this hellhole. Now on weather modification, Alex, I saw this document from the Agriculture Defense Coalition, a list of PDF spreadsheets of weather modifications activities from 2011 all the way, I think, to 2004. And I'm looking at the 2011 one currently.
Do me a favor. Will you send that? Will you send that to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com? I think he may have that one, but tell folks the search name so we can find it.
Just look up Agriculture Coalition Defense, and it has from the NOAA spreadsheets listing ongoing weather modification programs in the U.S. It's outrageous, Alex. I'm looking at this document, and some of it states that it's being sponsored by the state of Nevada, one from Wyoming, January through April, 13 days, Weather Modification Incorporated.
No, I've seen those, actually. That's the hundreds of big companies, in some cases, that have as many as 50, 60 planes that are pretty big jets and fixed wing that do snow for snow resorts and stuff. That's all under the radar, too, and they get hired out by the government some as well. Then there's the larger Department of Energy programs where they have the stuff mixed with the jet fuel. We just found that. Thank you so much. Good point to raise, Julio. All right. Always good points from Julio. John, Michael, Casey, Michael, many others. Your calls are straight ahead, 800-259-99.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The scientific technocratic elite by the mid-1850s published white papers publicly admitting that they saw humankind as a disease, echoing the words of Malthus 100 years before, and that they would establish a global government through the British Empire to carry out a scientific dictatorship for the orderly extermination of the world population. Now the New World Order looks down upon us from space with their spy satellites, their tracking systems where all human activity is being chronicled. The planet is being turned into an artificial habitat with weather control, ground-based radar systems manipulating the atmosphere and interacting with aircraft-injected aerosol systems. This can be used, of course, to manipulate weather fronts and storms. It can also be used to cut off the water supply to countries that don't pay their IMF World Bank loans, pay back their loan sharking, impossible to pay fees. It can be used against countries that are enemies of the globalist. The Pentagon, by 1964, certified Stanford Research Institute. They could create hurricanes, steer hurricanes, make them stronger or weaker, or kill them. Oh, but they couldn't protect you from Katrina. The globalists, under their shadow government system, have stolen tens of trillions of our energy credits. They've stolen our energy through the fiat banking system to build this scientific dictatorship. They are now looking down upon us. They see us as absolute trash that are infecting their planet, and they want us out of the way. If we have any hope of defeating these people, we have to wake up to the full horror. We have to study the globalist elite and their sadistic control freak ways. We have to understand their programs and their propaganda. We have to totally detach ourselves from their false reality projection system that's meant to capture us in their false reality. We must study and look for the truth of the scientific dictatorship and then begin at point-blank range at every level, pulling ourselves out of the system. Because the globalists are still dependent on our energy and on our labor to fund themselves. They're rapidly racing towards purely robotic factories in China, as Foxconn just came out with, that will be maintenance by robots, where the robots will do the building, where robots will do the delivery, where robot Google trucks will deliver the goods. They're probably 10 years away from being over 95% robot, but once they get to that point, they can launch military robot attacks, drone attacks in the air, land, sea. Humans will no longer be needed, and the global elite have openly written in public white papers they plan to exterminate us as soon as this project is complete, and they will use the robotic system and the robotic weather control system to totally shut off human life. Even if it takes killing the surface of the earth, the globalists will then retreat to their bunkers, reemerge with the seed vaults, and repopulate the earth in the new Eden they are trying to set up. They believe that they are playing God. They believe that they are better than us. They believe that we are their slaves. They believe we're going to buy into the false reality makers and the TV and the trance, and that we're done. We're defeated. They think we're like a shark they've gotten on the deck of the boat. We can still flop around and get back in the water. But you've got to wake up and realize you're being gaff-hooked by the New World Order. If you don't do that, there's no hope. We're wounded, but we're not dead. We can survive if we get back in the water of reality. But they've got us up here in this false reality. We're dying. We're gasping for air. They think it's funny. John in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Aloha. How you doing? God bless you, man. I woke up back in 1970 through the writings of Harry Lobel coming out of Acres USA, and I've been trying to grow all my own food since then. None of my kids. I got one kid over 30 now, hasn't never been vaccinated, the healthiest kid in her school. I can go into that story with anybody that wants to hear about that, but that's ridiculous. It's just absolutely amazing. I think we've really seen a turnaround right now when I talk to people, because I really think these food-like substances that they've got in the stores now, which are basically just repackaged concentration camp, World War II concentration camp chemicals, have literally brain-dead most of the people around me here in Hawaii. It's unbelievable. When you realize the amount of pesticides that are put out per square foot, pesticides developed as war weapons, weapons of war by the Japanese. We've got people with fluoride mouthwashes. They've just lost it completely. But what I really want to talk about is to tell people that they can grow their own food, and it's really the only thing we've got responsibility over is what we put in our mouths, and it's really important.
Here's an example. Here's an example. It's now been declassified. You can just type this in. You'll get the documents online, and the government admits it. They didn't just spray Agent Orange or Agent White for 5 years or so all over Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos. They were spraying synthetic neurotoxin or cobra venom on the Vietnamese, including our troops. So that's another, I mean, again, they see us as bugs. I'm sorry, sir, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, and I'm seeing that in Hawaii with the way people use Roundup over here, and we're seeing this whole new wave of organisms now. I think a lot of this thing with food safety, with E. coli, Roundup kills all the beneficial bacteria in the soil and leaves open all these pathogens. And so when they come in with these food safety things, which are now trying to shut down all the farms here in Hawaii, it's really a reaction to the chemicals that they've been spraying on us. And we're all subsidizing these people. As an organic farmer, we're seeing so much more funguses and diseases, and it's much more difficult to grow the easiest crops in the world over here now because our neighbors want to spray Roundup, and every dime he makes, he's causing a 12, 15 cents worth of damage that we're all subsidizing.
Well, that's right, and it all runs off, and now there's giant red tides all over the world ruining the beach areas, but they don't care if TSA grabbing your genitals stops $40 billion a year and people don't come to the U.S., again, it's all about destroying everything, and I've seen reports confirmed in Latin America where They're spraying these chemicals all around people's property that hasn't been sold, and the whole families are just dying. Birth defects, everything. We're all just being murdered. And the environmentalists don't care, though. They just want to pay Al Gore some money for carbon dioxide that plants breathe. If we could just get that nasty carbon dioxide, and the big environmental groups are spray aluminum, spray sulfur, spray barium. Yay, the soils are dying. It's liberal. Yay.
Out of Inconvenient Truth, all my friends were going, oh, wow, that was amazing. I walked out seething because he denied the reality. You know, well, first of all, he flipped all the graphs. I've been into this global warming thing back since 1970, CO2 buildup and stuff like that. And when you look at what he was talking about, he didn't take into account the huge sink that the ocean is holding the carbon dioxide, or even the interplay of soil CO2 and the importance of soil or organic matter. And the lies are just clear. I helped put on some of the first Earth Days back in 1970 in L.A., and we were inundated with these corporate guys trying to take it over. I abandoned the movement back in 71, 72, when the environmental movement really, to me, was completely taken over by corporate interests who really wanted to deny the reality of what they were doing to us, which was basically poisoning and destroying us and everything else, and trying to make people focus on ridiculous matters. And especially now, we've now demonized the sun, we've now demonized CO2, which are basically the two out of the three, you know, oxygen, water, sun, and carbon dioxide, that makes life. So they basically demonized, you know, basically the building blocks of life. This is definitely satanic. You're absolutely on target, Alex. I'm so glad that you're on the air talking about all these things. You know, it's so important that people understand that it's a full attack on us on every single level. Like here in Hawaii, they just tried to pass a building code, a United Nations building code. The United Nations, the new neo-colonial enterprise of the world, that basically allows the building department here to deputize people to go out and arrest people that have building code violations. And they want to put everybody in jail in Hawaii right now who have even the slightest building code violation. You're put into jail for 30 days. It's a completely new, just like they
said. Oh, yeah, no. That's all Agenda 21, where the book is thrown at everybody, tattletales. The new economy is people can only make money tattling on neighbors, kids tattling on parents. I mean, it is off the charts evil. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Just amazing points from there. My phone system went down for a minute. John, who's up next? Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Take us out to break.
Hey, Alex. Mike up in Plano. Alex, a couple things. This model that you use where you're waking people up, I think a lot of your public maybe doesn't understand that this isn't just for entertainment purposes. This isn't for academic purposes. This isn't a public service announcement. You're trying to duplicate yourself here. You can't do this alone. No matter how great and effective your system is, you're trying to wake people up so that they will become active in their community. Just like any network marketing model for business, this is what you're trying to do here. Well, you've done that for me. And here in Plano, which, you know, right in the middle of Collin County, one of the highest per capita incomes in the country, you got a bunch of people who drive around in their Jags and their Bentleys, and they're not interested in what's going on in the world because it's pretty comfortable for them right now.
Well, see, that's the joke. They think a fancy car and a nice house is everything. When there's a scientific dictatorship, they're literally being phased into an artificial habitat. They're a joke. It's like the Truman Show. The elite are sitting there looking at them, laughing that they think football and topless bars are the world when it has nothing to do with reality. I mean, do you get the point I'm making?
So the menagerie, when that captain was stuck in that fake environment, that they could make it look like anything he wanted it to. They could read his mind and make the world look any way he wanted, but he was still in a cage. And he was their prisoner, an animal that they controlled. And that's how the elite look at us. We're animals. We're a different creature ready to be slaughtered. And Alex, I know you're busy. You got a lot of people that you want to bring
up. I want to hear it. Stay there. We'll come back to you after the break. I mean, it's just so mind-blowing that we've gotten to this point. I mean, we have gotten so deep into this. None of this crud means anything.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's really incredibly simple, but it's so simple it's hard for some people to get. The globalists issue the currency worldwide. They get the planet out of nothing. 6 megabanks, a handful of families, through fraud. They've created a global national security world government corporate system. They do not just not have our best interest at heart. They hate us. And they have learned how to put out so many different hundreds of flavors of political ideas and bull, some of it partially true, some of it mostly true, some of it completely false, to where when people actually hear folks like myself who've actually gone and read what the globalists write and say to each other and who actually know what's going on. I mean, you're actually hearing how things work here. You're actually hearing people that are dedicated to the truth and really research. I mean, grueling, busting our butts. You're listening to the real deal. And our accuracy is the proof of that. And that's not some, ooh, we're real smart and we've got all the answers thing. That's like, listen, the dam broke. I told you it's coming down the stream. Now it just flooded our houses and more is coming. We don't have time to play games. Even if we're conscious of these people, it's going to be hard to beat them. Okay? You got to fully awaken from the matrix. And it's a psychological matrix, a spiritual matrix. It's not like we're actually in a tank, you know, it's some big computer hive. But they're trying to insert us into that. That's actually a Pentagon plan, one of their futurist proposals. Is that they're going to merge with the machines and all this. They're setting it up. It's not pretty. It's not a nice place. What is this headline? Dangerous legislation prevents U.S. diplomatic contact with Iran. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, there's no diplomatic discussions allowed. They're just going to go ahead with the attacks, I guess. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. Michael in Texas, finish up the point you were making.
Well, a couple things, Alex. First of all, I was watching Loose Change again. Every once in a while, I'll go back. You've looked at my pictures before on Facebook. Another time I called in, I'm that telecom engineer that was down at 9/11, and I got a picture of me standing on this pile of rubble. And that's why I'm so fascinated with when Dr. Stephen Jones from BYU was talking about the ingredients in nanothermite. Now, listen to this. Tell me if I'm crazy or not. But the ingredients that he says can hype up and make more powerful and more active are the same chemicals, the same metals that they're putting in these chemtrails that they're spraying on us. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, this obsession that these people have with exploding the atmosphere and all these fires, these forest fires that don't seem to be able to get under control.
No, you're right. Sulfur is very explosive. And that is what they use to supercharge and barium salt, the nanothermite, to make it super nanothermite. Look, point is, this planet is run by psychopathic scientists. But now I understand why every comic book, every movie, every sci-fi game is all about mad scientists wanting to become God. What is the system telling us there? In the real world, that's what they're doing. You know, when I was a kid and read War of the Worlds, and listen to the old famous broadcast, I thought it was just a science fiction writer. No, H.G. Wells was a top globalist who admitted that he was, and you know, Rhodes Scholar, all that stuff. And he said in a bunch of nonfiction books, this is what we're actually going to do. I mean, it's incredible. By 1900, he wrote books about atomic bombs dropped by a global government on countries that wouldn't join it. And now they would kill most of the population for the betterment of the earth. I mean, he wrote the book, The New World Order. I mean, it is just mind-blowing that what scientists came up with 160 years ago was sold and bought by British royalty, European royalty, and robber barons, and American robber barons all signed on to it, all funded it, and our entire world has been governed by the science fiction dreams of people 160 years ago. And now the institutions are built. The machinery has been set in motion. And our entire society is this fake one we live in with fake money and fake values and fake news. And then above us, the scientific elite Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the rest of them running around, jacking our vaccines, everything else. Oh, God. Oh, God. So horrible. It's so exhausting. I'm had a lot of energy this morning, but I am just exhausted now. And people say, well, Alex, don't be so negative. I'm not trying to be negative, but you've got to admit how bad things are. If your leg was chopped off, you're bleeding to death, you got to put a tourniquet on it. You don't go, well, I believe I'll just be positive and say it's a mere flesh wound and I'll be fine. You know, it just doesn't work.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This country, this world, has been given over to a great and powerful delusion. And the more that the deception is pulled from my eyes, the more I stare into the heart and soul of the New World Order, the more I am not even angry or even frustrated anymore. I am sad. Because let me tell you, it's not people that want money and power that are running things. It's people that love pain and destruction and death, and they want control to do horrible things. You can call it the devil, whatever you want. If there's not a devil, these people might as well be devils, because I can't imagine a devil being like this. It is so destructive. It is so evil. It is so out of control. We're going to go to Casey, Michael, Eric, Josh, Matthew, and others here in just a moment. Then I'll get into some more news here today. But we're not a negative radio show. The things we talk about are happening. I wish they weren't. But denying it's going on only makes it worse. Denying it's happening only makes it worse. And there's so many thousands of different flavors of bull out there. But if you go read globalist white papers, study history, research their program, study the scientific megalomania of these people, you understand what's going to happen. And it is an incredible responsibility to be one of the few outlets. And luckily, we understood this in the last decade. We got a clearer image of it. And 17 years ago, not so much, but I was still doing some good then. It's all a wake-up process for all of us. But the last decade or so, I've really cracked the code of these people and figured out exactly what they're about. And now it's becoming very evident we were completely right and then some. And we've got a fighting chance. And I'm seeing a lot of other people click to our lens, because we all see things through a lens, but our lens really decodes the globalist operations. And if you've got the will, you can see what we see. And let me tell you, I say the will because you're going to be living with the devils every day. I mean, you think you see evil now, folks? When you actually pull back the curtain, it's everywhere. And let me tell you, it is not fun. Somebody mailed me an animated movie called Dead Space 2. It's like a movie off a video game. And really, it's kind of an adaptation of that Russian film where the cosmonauts are out at this planet, and the planet itself's like an entity or, you know, it's haunting them or whatever. And I'm not saying I believe that stuff's real. What I'm saying is this morning I was on the treadmill watching it, and they go dig up this artifact on the planet, and Dead Space 2 is like once the rescue ship gets there. And the rescue ship's actually the big global corporate government the galactic government that's killing its own people and torturing them to get answers. And they sent them out there to be a setup, kind of like an alien, where they send the mining crew on their way back to land on a planetoid to dig something up. And you know, they don't find out till 50, 60 years later when they get back, or one of them gets back, that it was all a setup. They were sent there as guinea pigs. See, they tell you in all these movies, but I'm watching this, and in the first episode, I'm going to your calls, they've blown up part of the planet to destroy this artifact that basically caused all these mutations on the ship and all this horrific stuff to happen. It's like a DNA generator. A mutation generator, basically, or at least that's how it's operating, malfunctioning. Some ancient 56, you know, million-year-old artifact. And they go back, they want pieces of it. So they send them back down to get pieces of it. And one guy picks up a piece, and then it basically causes him to start hallucinating. But he's not really hallucinating. He's like seeing interdimensionally, and it's manipulating him. He sees like his dead daughter, the little girl who got run over by a car, and it shows that happening to her. And then it basically tries to lead him off the edge of a cliff. And then, you know, he's seeing all these horrible demon creatures grabbing on his daughter, trying to pull her into him. And it basically maneuvers him into, you know, killing a bunch of the crew. But again, it's that archetype. That's not real. But that's basically what the globalists manifest. They trick us. They manipulate us. They play humans like a concert pianist plays a piano, or a concert violinist plays a violin. They manipulate us. And that goes without saying, but the manipulation is so many layers deep. And then when you really research it, you find out they did all this just because they like to kill people, and they're a bunch of sickos. And then good people are smarter and are better and more creative, but good people never reach for that stuff. They never would think to manipulate. They would never think to learn all these bad things. They would never think. So we're like blind to these people. And I watch the population like a bunch of lobotomized sheep with these demonic wolves tearing their guts out as the sheep smile and thank them. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's like that, you know, an archetype of just seeing the demons everywhere. Well, that's how it is for me to watch the news or read things or see the propaganda or hear it. Is that it's just, it's always in my face. It's always there. It's always, and my whole will is set against it. But then I look at all the servants of this evil. They're 99% of them are compartmentalized and have no idea what they're part of. Have no idea. If they knew, there's no way that they would ever be part of this. But even though a lot of them have the intelligence to grasp it, it's spiritual and it's discernment. And they won't admit the first levels of it to themselves. They certainly can't ever get the deep wisdom. And that's what Christ said, you know, while they're torturing him. He says, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." Those Romans flaying off his skin for no reason with his bones sticking out, getting off on the pain. They thought they were law and order. They were getting a bad guy. They were. And it's like that with the special forces soldiers that work for all major governments that have been trained to do horrible crimes. And now the video games all, because I read about them, simulate torturing people to get answers. Or I saw a video game last week, dude was showing me, where you kill cops because it's for the greater good, so the bomb doesn't blow up and blow up the Brooklyn Bridge, because the cops are going to end up killing the guy with the bomb and it's going to detonate. So that doesn't happen. They kill the cops, but it's for a greater good. Once that idea is introduced, once that virus is introduced, it's over. And they take, the sickest part is they take some of the best men who really believe they're doing good. And once they commit small evils in the name of a greater good, now they psychologically will produce an envelope or a membrane around that where they'll do more evil things and never admit any of it's wrong because they couldn't be a bad person. when you figure out that the devil's chariot is pulled by people that think they're saints, oh man, all I can say for those of you that have decided to serve the system, you better think twice. You better pray to God to open your eyes, because, or if you've ever had bad feelings about what you're doing, but you don't know why, you better assess what you're part of. And you, you're signing on to pure evil. I mean, you're signing on to something that's beyond anything I could even articulate, beyond anything I could even grasp. I marvel at the beast. I marvel at the monstrosity that it is. I mean, it is just like a deer in the headlights for somebody who could even grasp it, to smell it. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I apologize. Casey, and then Michael and others. Casey in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, great to talk to you. I want to say thanks for everything you're doing to wake everybody up. Just a few points to make. Yesterday you were talking about how they're irradiating everybody and they're irradiating themselves, the elites. Well, they have a drug called X-Rad, and it reverses radiation poisoning and stuff, and that's 10 years ago.
And so why don't they give it to the troops? Why don't they tell the public about it?
Patients or anything. And another point I want to make, actually was an idea on how you could spread the word. You got that, the InfoWars or InfoStore or whatever, where you got listeners selling stuff for you?
Yes, sir.
You could take water bottles, fluoride-free water, and put different stickers on there with different facts and stuff about the New World Order. You know, they can go out and sell those.
There's a lot of great ideas. I think the number one thing is people are ready to hear the truth. We need people who will deliver it to them. And that's why all of you need to get involved. I mean, I can't believe, but I do believe, that they've had a bunch of, quote, conservative courts confirm Obamacare when it's so obviously unconstitutional to have the federal government compel you to buy something. I mean, give me a break. The Pandora's box of this. And then now they argue, well, because we already have socialized health care, people getting free health care that are poor, we all pay for it anyway. See, that's the trap of collectivism, is that we're already paying for it, so collectivize it all. And that Newt Gingrich is soaring in the polls when he's called for global government and global carbon taxes. I mean, it just shows how truly deceived the public is, but also how the media pushes it. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, one more thing. I had an idea on how to spread the Christmas cheer. Everybody could go to Walmart and buy Penn State pajamas and mail them to the Pope.
Buy 10 what type of pajamas?
Penn State pajamas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate your call. You could mail them to the CPS. I mean, you've got to know that almost every CPS head is a pedophile. And I'd say around half of them that work there are pedophiles. That's why they've got a 57% turnover national average that came out last year. Because a lot of people get in to actually help kids and are like, well, you mean this is a bunch of perverts? They're like, yeah, keep your mouth shut or you're dead. I've talked to some of the workers. Paul, I told Paul last week, I said, post this judge saying he's taking a family's kids in divorce proceedings because they're arguing. You know, just take them. And I said, look up the statistic. I know that you're 5 times more likely to be abused physically in CPS custody than any other. And he ended up linking to mainstream media and government documents. But then he found a number of 17 times when it comes to sexual abuse. Again, these are the high and mighty protectors, and no one has got a bigger track record of being perverts than these people. I mean, you want to know where half the perverts are, it's in CPS buildings. I mean, it's like you want to know where to find Nazis. We'll get in a time machine and teleport back to 1942 Berlin, Germany. You'll find some. I mean, you want to know where you find them? They're right there. Who else? I've been at the family court hearings covering it years ago. I've seen them smile as families cry. I've seen the judges literally just like a vampire sucking the pain up. I mean, I can't handle it. Okay, I'm telling you, we're dealing with something beyond, we're dealing with psychic vampires. And I've watched the CPS and the cops that are assigned to it, all pot-bellied perverts. And God, please bring them to justice. A lot of times I say, God, just go ahead and destroy the whole planet, me along with it, as long as they get it too. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just these people have got to be brought to justice, but it's a spiritual thing. We're meant to go through this. We're meant to face this. People are in denial. So the evil is going to get 10,000 times worse until people are forced to choose a side. Those of you that are in the middle, the lukewarm ones that God doesn't like, that wants to spit out of the mouth, it's you people. This, all of this, you either join with the evil or you join with the good. Choose a side. You must choose. You understand? You've got to choose. You've got to make a choice. You've got to. You've got to do it. It's because of you the evil has won. For you, because you sat down and said it wasn't your job, or it wasn't true, or all that's a conspiracy theory, so you could just feel good about yourselves. You are bringing on all of our destruction. The evil people, they're completely given over and aren't even of this world, okay? They are just biological androids of Satan. They are just like a mange-covered goblin. You, though, you are the problem. You, and you're out there, those laughing right now, that's your defense mechanism. You deep down are scared. You're scared. You think you're scared now, you're going to be a lot more scared. Because your inaction has allowed the most evil forces this world's ever seen to manifest and gather. Are you ready? Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Dude, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me on. I'm a first-time caller. And I just want to thank you, your staff, your crew, and especially all the guests that you have on your program that are very knowledgeable. And even some of the callers communicate some very good information out there. I live outside of Chicago, and the chemtrails have been being sprayed this year really bad. They've been pulling out all the stops around here and spraying chemtrails. And, that's one item. Are you aware that the Obama administration has retained a union-busting law firm called Jackson Lewis?
Yes, I am. Stay there. Finish up with that group. When you're calling that point, then we'll at least do 5 minutes overdrive because I'm going to get to Eric, Josh, Matthew, and Peter at least. We'll finish up with Michael, then race through those calls. Oh, and don't forget, we've got all my films on DVD, 18 of them. For $99.95, get all your Christmas shopping done right now. And support us if you want to help get the word out. Infowars.com. Stay with us. Yeah, I get so busy here on air that I hardly even plug our sponsors that make the broadcast possible. And you know, if this stuff sounds scary, well, so were the Nazis, so were the Soviets. Yeah, that's the thing. You look at most governments, they get downright crazy because we let evil people get control of them. The minute a population starts kissing the ring and kissing the boots of government, you get a horrible situation, as our founders warned us. But we turned our back on those good ideas, those proven systems of liberty. And I heard Obama on TV the other day said, we're not a Christian nation if we once were. Yeah, you bet we're not. We're a New World Order nation. People don't like hearing about Christianity, but I'm not talking about the stuff you got in these mainline churches. I mean, you got to believe in something. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Suffer the children. Help the poor. Versus greed, get ahead, cheat everybody. We're not financed by the New World Order. We're promoted by you. And I want to salute and thank all of you. I don't have time to even plug Diamond Gusset, Pure Water, Freedom Reef Foods. I'll do it tomorrow. thanks to all of you getting the word out about the chemtrails by sending out Infowars.com. Find out more about chemtrails at Infowars.com. Send out your own tweets with chemtrails at Infowars.com in the subject line. Finishing up your point about the big union-busting law firm. Yeah, Obama has always been hired to bust unions, but they always have leftists bust them because the right can't really bust them properly. People then are like, well, are you for unions? It's more complex than that. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, and I'm a union member, and I work for the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and I want to let you and your staff and all your guests and listeners know that I have been trying not only about this, but other environmental issues, and I have been pretty well sanctioned and isolated because of it.
Oh, so you're sacrificing a part of your career to tell the truth. Well, good. If more people had your attitude, we'd turn this around. But you're saying you work for the EPA and you're concerned about the chemtrails?
I'm concerned about the chemtrails. I brought the issue up of the highly contaminated water in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And my supervisor, and I stand by this today, called me up and told me that I was basically to shut up and I was not to say anything about it. I've also spoken out about the dispersant used called Corexit, and basically has been even
which, by the way, was admittedly illegal to use. Well, see, that's my issue. People say, well, we got to have the EPA. If it wasn't corrupt or it was local, here's the problem. The big mega companies are exempt, as you know. So people are like, good thing the feds are in there. No, they politically exempt the big guys and then basically only allow the little guys to be gone after for chicken feed in a general sense. I mean, is that accurate?
That would be fairly accurate, yes. And they basically, I can only speak for myself and what I basically limitedly know, but let me put it this way. There are individuals who are basically carved out for special treatment by the EPA management.
You know what I want to do? I got to jump here because I got to cram in calls. But by the way, we have some, but don't hang up, Michael. John, get his number if he wants. I'd like to have him as a whistleblower on the show. You know, do an actual interview for like 30 minutes with Michael sometime if he wants to talk about certain groups that have been, you know, given a pass. Of course, that's come out, too, in the news, but it'd be good to hear from him on air. We're going to go to break, come back real fast with Eric and then Josh and Matthew. I don't know if we'll have time to get to Marty, but I'll try to give each person about a minute and a half. I want to hear from all of you, but if you ask me a question, then we're off to the races. As you know, I'm long-winded. On any subject, I just start going. By the way, we've got some big guests tonight on the Nightly News. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a surprise. Nightly News, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv. We've got a 15-day free trial right now, but we need your support. You ought to just go in there and sign up, period, at prisonplanet.tv. Great job to the crew. Great job to all the affiliates. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Yeah, you think the New World Order is out of control now? The Depression, all the rest of it, you ain't seen nothing yet. See, we don't have a choice. It's either give in to total world government and enslavement and then certain death or fight back. I know I'm not going to bend over for these people. Let's talk to Eric. Eric, welcome from Arizona.
Hi. I'm Eric. I'm going to a community college here in Arizona and took an anthropology class, and I've been listening to you for around 3 or 4 years. My teacher in the textbook, it's like hearing from Endgame. I mean, it's the stuff they're teaching there is like exactly what you said, but they spin it in a good way.
No, listen, I went to community college for 2 years, Eric, and it was basically white people are bad, world government's good, we're going to take your guns, we're going to break up the family, it's so wonderful, we need to reduce population. Is that basically what you get taught?
Yeah, they learned that it's only Europeans, meaning white people, who are racist. In the second chapter of my book, they're talking about Thomas Malthus. And my class has nothing to do with population, but they lecture on overpopulation, vaccines. I mean, it's literally, it's one thing to hear you say it, but then to go to it like a college class,
That's my point, Eric. That's why I'm so desperate. People that aren't in the middle of this don't know. It's all they talk about. It's their religion. They're spraying aluminum on us. These people are criminals. Now, you're low-level people. They're just little lower cult members. They're not priests. You got to shoot a YouTube about it. You've got to expose them, Eric. I mean, that's what we've all got to do. We've all got to expose them. You ought to shoot interviews with them. You ought to show the textbook and show people and tell folks it's true. We need you to be a leader, Eric. Do you understand? We need you.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I do have a YouTube channel. I do make videos about that.
Well, good. Don't wait. What's the YouTube channel? Make more. Stand out there with a sandwich board warning people. We've got to get aggressive. Well, we got to, I'm not saying go up and spray paint billboards at night. But my point is that we've got to get aggressive, folks. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get go ahead and finish your point.
YouTube's Dark Ecstasy World is my YouTube channel. But, it's literally like you have an epiphany when, when you're hearing that. It's like, oh, man, this is literally, it is just mind-blowing here coming from someone else's mouth other than just someone on the radio.
And they start smacking and going, we're going to end the family world government. I mean, Eric Pianca at UT, and you're just like, yeah, my family will go soon, too. Soon the airborne Ebola will be with us. Soon the time of the quickening. The power will be ours. And you're just like, well, excuse me? Get him out of here. This is our world now. The sheep have no idea. Well, I have an idea, and I'm not a sheep, you crazy people. Get out of my way. I mean, folks, you've got to wake up to what he just saw. Josh in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I live just north of Minneapolis. They are spraying super heavy out here almost every day. My mom has been having symptoms for 2 years.
My grandmother never had allergies in her 80 years, and now 7-8 years later, she's got horrible ones. And she's always lived right here in Texas. Exactly. They're killing us. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She's got tremors now occasionally. When they spray low, I've even gotten the symptoms myself. The metallic taste in my mouth, funny smell in the air, extreme dizziness, almost, you know, the inability to stand.
Sir, I drove home once at 3 a.m. after working late, and a Cessna flew over at 300 feet with spray bottles spraying chemicals, and it took me a few days of searching to find it. They were spraying for a moth. The pesticides, I'm out of time. God bless you. I'm sorry to the other callers. Join me tomorrow again or tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be a big show. We've got a surprise guest or two joining us, 7 o'clock, prisonplanet.tv. I love warning people. I love exposing this darkness, and I know we can turn it around. But please don't just think I'm crazy. Look into what I've told you. Find out it's far more than I could ever tell you. And then you'll realize a normal response to this is to get up on your hind legs and get angry. By the way, keep Twittering Infowars.com chemtrails or Infowars.com geoengineering. We want to drive that to number one. We'll see if we had success tomorrow. Great job, everybody. Keep doing it.